Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has Viking ancestry. He is a man, a fighter. Well, he got hit with what is known as the baptism of love. And he became a lamb. And he says that when you combine the courage of a lion with the love of the lamb, you become a giant slayer. Are you ready to become, with the giants in your life, a giant slayer? I am.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, it's hard to imagine your life the way you were. You were a quiet Baptist, Norwegian. I asked you a question the other day. I said, you've had so many supernatural experiences. What is the most supernatural experience you ever had? You didn't blink an eye. And you said, when I was immersed in the love of God, tell me about it.
Yeah, it was a baptism of love is what I call it, where the liquid love went into the deepest cracks in my life, and the perfect love of God just took away the fear in my life. I've always been motivated, but I was motivated out of fear. It's something I had to do. I started then to receive His love, then become love, then now give love. So when I went, even as I started to travel into the Middle East and different places, I realized I have authority over what I love. I genuinely love these people. But the very love connected me to people, and then in the next moment, God started to surprise with signs, wonders, and miracles that gave such an openness that if I didn't have the love and I came in fear, it's like a dog that comes along. He can kind of smell if you are afraid. This was kind of how I operated before, because there was a root fear in my life. And as a result, the reaction I got, even from some of the Muslim community, but now, when I had a perfect love and I started to love them with a perfect love, that perfect love started to change the atmosphere and take away fear. So it's not just that I was changed, the atmosphere around me started to change.
Would you be reaching so many Muslims in so many hot spots in the world if God hadn't shown him? And I love the way he says this. He now has the heart of a lamb, the heart of God's love, and the authority of the lion, and that proper mix causes him to become a giant slayer.
For a long time, I tried to learn to be a lion. I went out there and I tried to roar, but it didn't come from the lamb's heart. So when the very lamb's heart, and Jesus is both the lamb and the lion, and when I recognized that's what the love did, when I got that lamb's heart and I started to see people the way he was seeing them, feeling what he was feeling, then I started to say what he was saying. And when I roared, people started to gather instead of scatter because it came from the lamb's heart. Suddenly you started to see there was authority in it. The atmosphere is changing because the authority came from love, and God is love. And when that love comes in place, because he loves these people, he wants them free, he wants them healed, and he wants them delivered. And that's when that giant slayer comes in. Who is this giant that is trying to come against these people? Who is this giant that is crippled people with fear and in bondage? And that's when that comes from the lamb's nature, because it recognizes and feels that. Then the authority, and you're sensing that on the inside. It is time to roar. It's time to make a difference. It's time to speak to the giant instead of about the giant.
And I hear you talking about, obviously, you're taking the story of David and Goliath and applying it. How did God show you to put this together? I know you told me you were speaking for a school of students in, of the Spirit, and they started asking you how you could go to such dark places where it's so life-threatening, lead a million Muslims to know the Messiah. And you started teaching on David and Goliath.
Yeah, I realized that what these people were looking for were just an encounter. Like, what was the one encounter? And that is very important. But then as they looked at one of my videos, these students started to say, okay, we are interested now because we are all facing giants. We all need a breakthrough in our life. So we are interested in how did you do it? And I didn't even realize it was just the wisdom. As I started to say, the first thing I did, and it was kind of a humorous, and I started to describe, I showed up, and they all laughed. But then I realized, what area in your life is it that you are not showing up? If I hadn't taken the airline ticket, gone over there when there was a crisis, faced that giant, I would have never solved the giant. But then we started to talk, practically speaking, in their life, if that was finances or addiction, pornography, things that they were struggling with, what are some of those areas you didn't show up? And then I went into the second, what is the next battle that you are fighting that you show up for the right battle? So I kind of just started practically speaking. But then I started to hear it was the most life transformational teaching they had heard. And I thought a lot of my kind of a petty messages where they had encounter and they laid on the floor, had the fire, had encounter, that was going to be the most transformational. Now, they say when you, instead of us watching you being a giant slayer, when you showed us how to be a giant slayer and dealing with the giants in our lives, in our family, in our community, that's what changed us. And now we have the tools on a daily basis so that we can wake up and face our giants, not just face them, but also to kill the giants. And that was my joy when I started to hear the stories of other giants slayers and their giants coming down and the testimonies that was being released. Yeah. That encouraged me to write and say, I want more people to experiencing this.
You know, when you say, I want to look at people the way Jesus looks at people, I believe you. I believe you're doing that. But you had a bit of a problem with this autistic kid who was drawing attention to himself. I mean, not intentionally. I mean, that, you know, it's a sad situation. And you're trying to give a talk in a large congregation. What happened?
And we had just been in Bangkok for 2 days, and through the whole teaching and worship, there was this yelling and screaming all throughout the event. And to be honest with you, it felt like the dove was leaving and pigeons was coming in. I started to sense this irritation.
And you felt things dropping on you. No,
yeah. So that's kind of how it felt. But then it was almost like, he says, Leif, when you're looking at that boy and looking at that mother, I want you to see him the way that I see him. And I want you to think about him the way I think. So in the middle of my own irritation, that still small voice whispered. And in the next moment, we were going to pray, and all these people came forward. He said, I felt the Holy Spirit say, I want you just to sit down. And I sat down, and I started to feel this mother taking the boy home at night. For all these years, the boy has not been able to talk to the mother. The boy looking into the mother's face, and then in the next moment, starting to hit her. So this thing, I just captured, and I started to feel. First of all, what Papa God feels, what happened to his girl and to his boy. But in the next moment, I started to feel this boy and the frustration, not being able to communicate, and the horrific things. And as I sat there, the boy started to fight himself through the mom's arm. This is in the front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And he started to crawl up on my lap, and he put his legs
you
around
know what?
Me.
I happen to believe that love you were feeling went out of you like an arrow right into him.
I believe the same thing. And what happened even when you watch the boy, because when I just got both the video and the picture, but when the boy first starts, he first screams and hits, but then he starts to change. He starts to look me in the face. This is in the front of everybody in the room. And he starts to touch me. And he starts to look and he stares there. And that night, as I was saying, he sat for an hour and 40 minutes. So we're not talking about just a short moment, mm-hmm. but the whole countenance of the boy changed. The whole nature of him changed. And then his face changed. And you could see it on his face. And then later on, that's when the mom came back that night, and it's hard for me not to cry, but the mom came back and says, my boy started to talk. So the boy that night started to talk to his mom for the first time, looking her into the eyes, and she had an encounter with a boy that had just had an encounter with Jesus and with the very love of Jesus. So I just started to say, Leif, sometimes you are like a lion and you want to speak authority to this, but sometimes you need to be just like a lamb, and the power of the lamb of being a lay down lover and just starting to feel what I feel and sense what I sense. There's power in the lamb and there's power of the blood of the Lamb. And I want you to learn sometimes, like, when to be a lamb and when to be a lion. And that's so much a key to be a giant slayer. It's just understanding the very rhythm of heaven. Because if not, sometimes when we roar, if it doesn't come from the Lamb's nature, the very compassion and the very love that God has for those people that has been hurt, wounded, and been destroyed by the giant, then you do not have the authority to be a giant slayer.
But do you know how easy, going back to that boy, or how 99.9 of the teachers or evangelists in America would have said, lady, will you take your son out of this auditorium, please, and smile? Instead of, that's not what Jesus would have done. That child would have been able to start talking. And because you saw him the way Jesus saw him, he got healed.
Come on. Whoa.
Okay. Now, you talked about picking the right battle. How do we know what is the right battle?
I think it's very important for us to know what we are called to do. First of all, we need to know who we are, the identity. And the second also is, what are you called to do? Like for myself, I have some people that are asking me all these different questions, what's going on in the Middle East, or what do you believe about this and that? I sometimes staying away from those topics because it is outside my area of assignment. Hmm. As soon as I start to move in that direction, I move away from my anointing.
And you know what? It's like with me. There are many things I can do. But I have chosen my whole walk to be a specialist in what God Himself has called me to do. And I know, Leif, I would have never accomplished what I have had I've tried to have done everything.
Yeah. And it is, if you're looking at you, Sidham, everybody know, what is your special sauce? What are you called to do? And we know that you are sharing the supernatural story, who Jesus is, and both the Jews and believers all over, Jesus is being glorified because you are staying within your lane. That's where I'm also doing in my life, and I'm trying to help other people is who are you and what are you called to do? What is your destiny? Because often the very giant, where the serpent has bitten you, is where you have the greatest authority. So the giants often stands between your identity and your destiny. And the key is to get back into the identity. This is who you are. This is how I see you. But to do that, you need to know who God is to you. And then when you're seeing Him, you see yourself. And then you look at the giant. And now you can speak to the giant instead of about the giant, because you have a clarity of the authority that comes from the identity. This is who I am. This is what God has called me to do. And I am one with Him. I'm in covenant with a covenant-keeping God. And this giant is not the problem. It is actually a promise for me when I stay within my lane and I don't get distracted.
There's another thing you talk about. If you want to become a giant slayer, hang around giant slayers.
Yeah, and I think this is another thing that has become so important for me to recognize. Even like last night, I had dinner with some of your guests that are very prophetic. And I started to sense some of my prophetic going up. I had one of your guests that dreams at nighttime. Now, I started to dream during last night just hanging around other giant slayers. When I'm around Heidi Baker, I was just in Mozambique. The lamb's nature in me is just becoming so aware, and I want to go lower. I just want to go deeper, and I'm just seeing people from a different perspective. So when I want to be a lamb, I'm hanging around Heidi Baker. If I want to grow my healing anointing, I'm hanging around giant slayers like Randy Clark that has faced the giant in a sense of sickness and disease over and over again. So the different people around my life is all giving me an upgrade. I'm going to be myself, but then even as I'm honoring the different giftings that is around me and other giant slayers, I also realizing what I honor, I also have access to it.
Well, you know what? I think a lot of people want to be able to walk in that delicate balance between a lamb and a lion, between love and authority. And I believe that they can hang around you by just sitting under your teaching. That's the same thing. That's what's going on right now. So when we come back, I'm going to have Leif pray for you, for the lamb and the lion anointing. Mm. Be right back.
Mm.
Call now and get Leif Hetland's The Giant Slayer Anointing Package, which includes Leif's brand new book, Giant Slayers, The Way to Overcome Life's Biggest Obstacles, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, The Ultimate Giant Slayer, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9484. What giant are you facing? Is it debt, illness, fear, depression, hunger, disease, poverty, corruption, abuse, deceit, addiction, slander, or opposition? Through Leif Hetland's brand new book, Giant Slayers, you will realize that God is with you, wants you to win, and has in fact already declared you victorious. Understand how to be positioned for the fight. Discover how to find the right battle and avoid those not worth fighting. Understand God's perfect timing as a key to winning every battle. Find out how to step onto the battlefield with a heart full of God-given courage and passion. Discover the power of celebrating God's past victories in your life. Receive fresh oil of the Holy Spirit to empower you to fight every battle and overcome every circumstance Satan places in your way. Through Leif Hetland's three-part audio CD series, The Ultimate Giant Slayers, you will be given the keys to victory, discovering your God-given potential to transform the world around you one giant at a time. Become aware of God's presence, peace, provision, and passion to clarify your purpose and receive His power. This audio CD series includes powerful prayers of declaration, which will transform you and help you obtain victory over every obstacle Satan tries to place in your way.
You know, you're not alone. Every believer has giants in their life. But what do you do about these giants? Moan and groan and feel sorry for yourself and go on the shelf? Everyone that has taken this course now is equipped like David to slay the giant. Are you ready to slay the giant?
Don't miss out on getting Leif Hetland's The Giant Slayer Anointing Package, which includes Leif's brand new book, Giant Slayers, The Way to Overcome Life's Biggest Obstacles, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, The Ultimate Giant Slayer, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9484. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 3922. Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9484 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
What about the fact that when you're going through a battle with a giant, you get weary?
Yeah, I think there's four primary things, and you can know more both in the book about, but fatigue. The enemy is trying to wear us out. I mean, he continued to hunt over and over. And then when fatigue comes in, fear comes in. And now when fear comes in,
that's a big giant.
That is a big giant. And then the next thing the enemy does, failure. Now you feel you failed. You are the only one that is here. And then forsaken. He isolates you. And this is part of the strategy of the enemy who comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
You get offended with all your best friends, and now you're isolated.
Yes. So he isolates you. And that's why it's so important sometimes for us to enter into the hard work of rest. And also that rest becomes your weapon of warfare. So even there, as the
That came out too fast. How do you enter into rest?
Enter into rest is just when I have a tendency to lean forward to fight, and it's wearing me out,
right.
I just lean back and I find rest. Because when I become a resting place, I become a resting place where the presence of God can rest upon me. And what that does, it both renews, it recharges you, it fills up sometimes just your emotional tank, especially when you've had this battle going on for a long time. But the second thing that is very important, there is time in my life, and I'm sure in your life, where I cannot see. There's time in my life when I cannot even hear the voice of God. There's so much noise around. I just had one of those incidents not long ago. But the key also, and I have a chapter that is dealing about memory stones, what the enemy never can take away. So right before I came to talk to you, I looked at the picture when Randy Clark prayed for me. I looked at one of my greatest creative miracles I've ever seen, where this guy is totally bended over for 17 years, and Jesus straightened him up. I have a whole bag full of pictures with me, just a memory stone about what God did. Because if I'm even, as I'm looking at some people and I know there's giants that they are facing, I would go back again to those memory stones and talk about what God has done and His faithfulness, His goodness, His kindness in the past. And when I'm looking at those memory stones, my hearing always comes back. And after a while, my vision comes back. And then I take a new look at the same giant. But now I don't see how big giant is, but I see how big God is. So this is another key that I have learned over and over again, because in a matter of a moment, from the sun is shining and it seems that everything is a promise. And then the dark cloud comes in and suddenly you lose your vision. And you're losing, as I'm saying, your hearing. And then the fatigue, the fear, the failure, forsaking comes in. But at that moment, stop for that moment. Find your memory stone. This ring is a memory stone of the spirit of adoption, supernaturally given to me. Everything I have is memory stone about what God has done. And when I then start to rehearse those memory stones, your hearing comes back, your vision comes back. And now in the next moment, as a giant slayer, you don't see how big Goliath is, but you see how big God is. And at that moment, you're ready to move forward again. But now you're not burning flesh, you're burning oil.
And what I absolutely love, I mean, this is going to drive the devil nuts. Every one of your points that you have in your new book is going to drive the devil nuts. But in particular, every giant you face and overcome is a new upgrade in your walk with God, new intimacy in your walk with God, new power in your walk with God. That drives the devil nuts.
It does.
Well, we Jewish people say, Meshuggah.
No, it's very clear. Where is it that I've been attacked the most? Fear. Why? Because of what I'm receiving, perfect love. So the opposite of fear is perfect love.
And in fact, it's a clue to your destiny. Wherever you're attacked, that's where you're supposed to be, a giant slayer.
That's right. And that's what's happening. Every time fear comes against me, I get excited because it leads to an upgrade in love. And the perfect love I receive now is what I get authority over. So if the enemy hadn't attacked me in that area, I wouldn't have the upgrade in that area. And when you start to see that, you consider joy even when somebody's trials comes against you, because you're recognizing that this giant here now is going to lead to another upgrade in my life.
Why did David, in the story of David and Goliath, not take Saul's armor?
Because David had to be David. David had to be an original. And this is another thing that I want to encourage everyone here. Be you. And I bless everybody to be you, because everybody else is occupied. So let's be original. David had to be David. He had to be a shepherd boy. He had to be the boy with a harp that had been so overwhelmed by God. As soon as we take on somebody else's armor, we end up as a copy, and the giant is going to win. But it's automatically when you are stepping in to being you and how God has made you to be with a gifting that God has given you. And that's what David was very clear about. He was very confident in a God that was confident in him being himself.
It's time to pray.
I just wanted to invite each one of you right now to just name your giant. I want you to be specific. If that's health, if that's finances, if that's your family, perhaps you're dreading going to work, or perhaps in the community, or even being overwhelmed what's going on in the world. I want you to name your giant at this very moment. And I'm going to release the very lamb's nature, the very love of God, first of all, to take away all fear in your life. So, Father, I come to you in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, that you are the ultimate giant slayer. I thank you that you came to give us life and life more abundantly. And I'm speaking now to the Goliath that is trying to come to kill, steal, and destroy. I thank you at this very moment on, arise and shine, you giant slayers, because your light has come. It is time for you to show up and to receive the very love of Papa God. I know you believe in him, but he believes in you. And I just release at this very moment on the lamb's nature, but also the authority of the lion. I release the courage, what is needed to be able to see God, to be able to see you and look at the giant and look at this very moment and be encouraged, because it's about to be a stepping stone towards your next miracle. So congratulations, your upgrade has been confirmed. Show up with the love of God, be you, and I bless you to be you as you continue to share your journey as you're killing giants on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You're called to be a voice for God, not an echo. You are called to be an original. You are called to a life of greatness.
Are you or someone you know continually facing opposition, sickness, oppression, financial lack, and problems in your relationships or difficulties in obtaining answers to your prayers? Are circumstances beyond your control keeping you from obtaining victory and accessing all the blessings God wants you to have? Now, Leif Hetland shares with you how to slay and overcome every giant that Satan places in your path so you can live a life of victory and success.
Now it is time to raise up giant slayers so that you can experience the joy of freedom that God has for you when you are facing your giant and your giant is coming down and you bring glory to Jesus and then you're helping other people become free because of your testimony.
Call now and get Leif Hetland's The Giant Slayer Anointing Package, which includes Leif's brand new book, Giant Slayers, The Way to Overcome Life's Biggest Obstacles, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, The Ultimate Giant Slayer, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9484. What giant are you facing? Is it debt, illness, fear, depression, hunger, disease, poverty, corruption, abuse, deceit, addiction, slander, or opposition? Through Leif Hetland's brand new book, Giant Slayers, you will realize that God is with you, wants you to win, and has in fact already declared you victorious. Understand how to be positioned for the fight. Discover how to find the right battle and avoid those not worth fighting. Understand God's perfect timing as a key to winning every battle. Find out how to step onto the battlefield with a heart full of God-given courage and passion. Discover the power of celebrating God's past victories in your life. Receive fresh oil of the Holy Spirit to empower you to fight every battle and overcome every circumstance Satan places in your way.
One of the people just told me, he said, I'm keeping the book here on my nightstand because if I wake up emotionally drained or I go to bed, I know that I can just pick up the very tools that I had yesterday to face my giant again and then again to conquer the giants in my life.
Through Leif Hetland's three-part audio CD series, The Ultimate Giant Slayers, you will be given the keys to victory, discovering your God-given potential to transform the world around you one giant at a time. Become aware of God's presence, peace, provision, and passion to clarify your purpose and receive His power. This audio CD series includes powerful prayers of declaration, which will transform you and help you obtain victory over every obstacle Satan tries to place in your way.
You know, you're not alone. Every believer has giants in their life. And if you don't today, blink and you'll have one tomorrow. But what do you do about these giants? Moan and groan and feel sorry for yourself and go on the shelf? Everyone that has taken this course now is equipped like David to slay the giant. Are you ready to slay the giant?
Don't miss out on getting Leif Hetland's The Giant Slayer Anointing Package, which includes Leif's brand new book, Giant Slayers, The Way to Overcome Life's Biggest Obstacles, and his anointed three-part audio CD teaching, The Ultimate Giant Slayer, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9484. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 3922. Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9484 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Jeremiah Johnson, and I see a new prophetic generation on the horizon. And I've got great news for you. It doesn't matter if you're 8 or 80, you are a part of this new prophetic generation. Join me right here on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth.